out today on the countdown. Put it on your list. Yeah. On Hot 97, Fab is here.
Yes.
Fab. I like that song, Fab.
You like that?
Yeah, I was waiting. I was waiting for that to be the single.
What?
Yeah.
We had talks. We had so many singles on this album. We had a hard time. Everybody kept picking different songs, you know.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
What the hell is going on with you?
Everything's
Wait, did we
good,
do a proper?
Man.
Did we do a proper?
No,
I didn't get the clap. I didn't hear the clap.
All right, let me start all over again. First of all, I got business also too. Don't we have a sponsor and stuff? Oh, I mean, you know, I got tickets to see Hove, Madison Square Garden, sold out. I will hook you up after number one, and we are sponsored today by Dr. Pepper. Enter to win the Dr. Pepper tuition giveaway at drpepper.com. And please, can we have a one time for Fabulous in the building?
Yeah,
there we go.
Ow!
There we go. Most is crazy, man. He's talking all that crazy talk before we got on air.
Don't worry about all that. All
right.
Listen, you are in no condition to talk about anybody talking crazy talk.
Oh, yeah?
Because you're like the crazy talk king right now.
Nah, don't give you that title. Not yet.
Let me fill people in case they don't know.
Oh,
I kind of gave a brief rundown.
Mm-hmm.
So you, when was this, last week or a couple days ago? You were in Vegas?
I was in Vegas. Sunday I was in Vegas. Memorial, Labor Day weekend. Wow. And I was at the pool party thing that they think is crazy, and
right.
Sometimes they have special performers and DJs, and it happened to be T-Pain this weekend. So you know, we just chilling in a cabana and having drinks and
hanging out. Rihanna's there.
Rihanna was there too. So you know, Rihanna's cool with Jay as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They know each other. And mm-hmm. And we just hear over the mic, FJZ, you're old, you're 59, you don't know, you're hating on auto-tune. I was like, whoa.
Is this even the environment for this?
Yeah,
that scene is like very...
Industry? Festive.
No, yeah, it's very like, let's all get drunk and be happy and
right.
Somebody's going to be naked in the
let's
pool.
Let's all get wasted.
Yeah, it's not that kind of environment.
Yeah.
It's not a hostile environment
yeah,
at all.
Not at
like
all.
He just jumped on that. He just made it the platform for it, but it really wasn't.
It was
so
awkward.
And I wasn't as drunk as, I guess, a lot of the other people, so it might have been going over their heads a little bit. You know what I'm saying? White boys in the pool, drunk, white girls.
Fake
tatas, everything going on. There's a lot going on, so you probably missed that. But I was just sitting there like, wow, Pain is going hard right now. You know what I'm saying? And I just
any
thought
eye
I
contact,
would update.
Any contact with
Will? Like,
how about
we
Rihanna? Any eye
cup,
contact
like,
with
like,
Rihanna while this is happening? Any eye
yeah,
contact?
Yeah,
with...
me and Riri was talking about it. Like, you hear that? And she's like, did he say Jay-Z? Well, she said it in a little accent, but... You know,
right.
I'm not gonna do that. And then and is he talking about Jay-Z? And I'm like, yeah, I think he said Jay. And then he was doing it like he was doing his set, and in between each song would just go in on Jay. And I was just like, nah, I can't sit here and be from Brooklyn and just listen to this. You know what I'm saying? And
he felt violated, he felt disrespected.
I just felt like I had to say something. So I went on Twitter and just updated. I really just was recapping what was happening.
You were just reporting, like
a
reporter.
Just giving, I'm in Vegas, you know, T-Pain's going in, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And I guess the right people were looking at my Twitter, and it became a big thing. And that's really it. Some people say it was like snitching via Twitter. But if he say something, he's a grown man.
It's
so,
not a snitch because he said it publicly. It's
right.
Not like you're saying something.
There was
something
video
that,
of it after, you know what I'm saying, after I...
It's not like he said something to you and then you went and told everybody.
Yeah, no.
It was a public statement he was making.
Yeah. It just was funny to me. I just like the twit entertaining stuff. It was funny to me. And then after his set, they played DOA, so...
That couldn't feel good.
I guess not. But he said... that it was his DJ that ended up playing. I just don't understand that. Why
was he drinking?
I don't know.
Was there beverages?
I was drinking. I don't know. I don't know what was. I almost thought I was too drunk. We had to really check and see if he was really.
So
good.
fast forward, and Jay's like, I don't know what that's about. I said it wasn't about T-Pain. I thought
you
know. And then
Jay brushes it off.
Brushes it off, and then T-Pain says, "Well, I was mad." Because that when he went on stage at Summer Jam. Well, mm-hmm. First of all, T-Pain wanted Jay to come on his set.
Right.
And supposedly Jay told them.
I didn't know that. I never heard that whole story till today, I guess.
Yeah, Jay told T-Pain that he was going to be in Switzerland.
Oh, my God.
And then T-Pain's there, and he's like,
What do you mean Jay's going on with Jeezy? He can't be. He's in Switzerland.
He just could have just flew back yeah, I from Switzerland.
By the way, Jay's my guest tomorrow. I cannot wait to say, yo, did you tell T-Pain you was going to be in Switzerland?
Wow. Oh, man.
You didn't think he was going to see you on stage with Jeezy?
He's a jumper, man. He jumped from Switzerland back to Summer Jam.
And then he says that while they were performing, that Jay said good riddance and looked right at him. Yeah. And then gave him his back.
I spoke to Payne, right? I spoke to Payne because...
Wait, hold on. Before you get to that, you fast forward. The next phase of this is that like 2 days ago, somebody says T-Pain, for some... what turned out to be a fake Twitter account, T-Pain's dissing Fab and Jay. So instead of checking, Fab decides, I'm just going in.
Yeah.
And he goes on with a slew of...
T-Pain jokes. Yeah, I ain't get gangster via Twitter like T-Pain. You like I ain't go like that.
No, you said he should give his hat back to the Monopoly man.
Yeah, the funny
he
stuff.
For the raisins,
he should, the Mr. Raisin. Man. You said be careful before Jay buys all the auto tune machines and put you out of business.
Mm-hmm. It was just you kinda, a funny trending topic. That's
and
it.
Then you spoke after that.
Yeah, we spoke after it because I wasn't on Twitter the whole day, and then some friends of mine called me and was like, yo, T-Pain is going in on you on Twitter. And I'm like, nah, get out of here. And you know, before this, in Vegas and stuff, Pain was trying to get in contact with me, but I was having like some phone issues. My phone kept dying.
I don't think you cared. I think you just wanted to go in. I think you just were having a good time.
I'll just go. You don't know me for just going in like that. You know me for just going in like that?
I know you for being, yeah, for jokes, yes. And those were a lot of jokes. But wait, I'm going to have to cut you when you're going to finish the story in 1 second because I have to get to number three. Just my opinion. I could be wrong anyway. It's your man Hope, number three today, Empire State. Fab is here. You can text us at 75759. It's not 97.
And I will go in on you.
Yeah. You see? Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn.